This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
The coastside is richer because of a group of women that work for the betterment of our community. They are the local branch of the American Association of University Women. And to raise money to help in supporting local causes, they are having a white elephant rummage sale. And Mary Sheridan is here to tell us all about it.
The American Association of University Women, also known as AAUW, is getting ready to hold a rather large fundraising event. But before we talk about that event, let's talk a little bit about the organization itself. Tell us exactly what it is that you folks do.
Well, we're the Half Moon Bay branch of AAUW, which is a national organization founded in 1881, and the overall mission is equality for women and girls, with an emphasis on advancing education opportunities. The local branch has been in existence since 1967. We just recently had our 50th year anniversary celebration, and we've done all kinds of things on the coastside. A group of women in the branch years ago got recycling started on the coastside. They were active in highway safety, and for the last 20 years, we send between 5 and 6, 8 girls going into their 8th grade at Cunha to a week-long STEM program, which is science, technology, engineering, and math program held on the Stanford campus. And it's designed to encourage girls to continue in these types of careers. And it's all based on research that the National Branch did that shows about that age is when girls start to lose their interest in science and math, and it's not cool and it's too nerdy. And so trying to overcome those stereotypes, and the girls go and they get to stay on the campus and just have a fabulous week. And it's one of our favorite things that we're able to do. And then, but it's fairly expensive, so we do fundraisers throughout the year. And then we offer local scholarships to graduates of Half Moon Bay High School, female graduates that are going into their junior or senior year of college, because there's a lot of scholarships for the first year. And sometimes it can turn out to be the young woman that didn't excel at high school, but does in the college level, so we can reward them.
Well, you folks are doing a lot of good things in the community. You're really dedicated to serving the community, which is great. How many members do you have locally? How many?
Right now we're at about 160, which is large. Yes, for other branches over in the peninsula side are consolidating, and you know, different cities joining together because their numbers are going down, and ours have been holding steady or increasing.
Why is that, do you think?
Well, I think part of it is because of the local area. And so I think we're known, and everybody kind of knows everybody. And so you can recommend a friend, and it's going to be somebody that you know. The Half Moon Bay Review has been wonderful for giving us publicity all these years. They always do a big story on Tech Trek. And so you say Tech Trek and scholarships, and everybody kind of knows that. And so they want to support it.
And there's also a sense of community that we have here that you don't have in an urban area or a metro area, too, which I think really makes a big difference in a lot of charities and organizations here. Now let's talk about that fundraiser, because it's fundraisers like this that gives you the money for those scholarships and the good things you're doing. So
correct.
Tell us about the event, when it is, and what will be available to people.
Well, it's, we started out calling it a white elephant sale, and we realized not everybody quite understood the connotation. A white elephant is a very rare creature. So it's like rare things you're going to find. So now it's called a white elephant rummage sale. So it's basically a garage sale, but on a much larger scale and with a lot cooler things because it's our members are donating. So we probably have 50 people that donate to the sale. Our members get their neighbors to donate things. People know it's coming up, so they save stuff for us. And it's going to be, this is our seventh year doing it. It's going to be held on Saturday, June 1st from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the train depot, which is down on Higgins Canyon Road, right at the base of the Johnston House. And we have your usual clothes, housewares, items. But then because we have so many people donating, we always end up with a lot of unique items. So we've got, vintage clothes, some new items. This year, we've got a really unique bird cage that dates from the 1900s. We've got a teapot and teacups from China that are probably some type of a ceremonial set. Those are the two things that I know that are really neat. Oh, Bennington pottery dishes, some primitive pilgrim dolls, and oh, the birdcage is called a Hendrix birdcage. Pair of Fry boots, the American type boots in there, and then we just never know what other things they're going to show that we don't even know. And we always have a lot of jewelry and some nice pieces of jewelry.
Now, is this one of your premier fundraisers? Does this account for a large portion of the money that you spend during the year?
We've done very well with Coastside Gives. Our members have been very generous, and we've done well there, and we're able to win some of the prizes. So that's been a good one. And then during the wintertime, we do a fundraiser in conjunction. The theater is a Coastal Rep is kind enough to let us take their last dress rehearsal evening and have a reception ahead of time and then sell tickets to that. That includes the reception and going to the dress rehearsal. And then we have a silent auction there. So that one does very well also.
Excellent.
And we're at the Pumpkin Festival every year.
So how often do you meet?
We have monthly meetings for the branch that are usually held the third Monday of the month at the library in the community room. Our meetings are always open to the public, not just for our members, because we always have a speaker on. We try and have it on topics related to our mission, and then sometimes it's general topics. And then we also have, I think, about a dozen interest groups, a gourmet dining group, an out-to-lunch group, a walking group, two book clubs, a bridge group, a writing group, and they meet once a month on various days throughout the month.
You're an active organization, aren't you?
We try to be, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's wonderful. If somebody is listening to this interview and they're interested in learning more about you, getting information, do you have a website? Is there a place they can go to get that information?
Yes. So our membership is open to men and women. We are predominantly a female group, but we have a few male members, and it's open to anyone that has earned the equivalent of an associate's degree. And we do have a website. If you typed in AAUW Half Moon Bay, it would lead you to it because it's got an org ending, I think. And that'll have some general information, and it'll have a link to membership and or come to our meetings. And the next one that's coming up is this coming Monday at the library. We have a social time visiting from 6:30 to 7, and then the speaker goes on at 7 o'clock. And this month it's going to be speaking on becoming a court-appointed advocate for juveniles that are in the foster care system, and having a speaker, I forget what the acronym is for that group, because one of our members is very active with that. And so they'll speak from 7 to roughly 8 o'clock, and then we have a short business meeting. So we always have membership information there, or come to the White Elephant Rummage Sale, buy some stuff. We'll have membership information there, and you can meet us, and we'd have a few minutes to chat, too.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you, Mary, for coming in and sharing that information with us, and we wish you the very best on this fundraiser that's coming up, and we hope that you sell a lot of items and raise a lot of money for the many good things you do for us.
And that's what we're hoping for, too, and thank you for having me in, and hopefully this publicity will help do that.
The work of our local AAUW branch, an interview with Mary Sheraton, and our feature story of the week. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. If you were not living on the coastside 79 years ago and would like a peek at what things were like here and the world in general, take heart. The KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer is getting ready for a trip back to 1940. It all starts in just seconds from now on your hometown community station, 100.9 and AM 1710, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Hello, I'm Susan Ackerman, and I live down on the South Coast, and I come to Granola's, have coffee with my friends, have their incredibly delicious quiche, and have their gluten-free pastries.
Every morning I know when I hear the rooster crow, that it's time, that it's time, that it's Java drinking time. Up and out of those beds, you sleepy little heads, waking up, breaking up, pour some Java in the cup. So I'm out of that bed with a cock-a-doodle-doo, with a cup in my hand and a foot in my shoe. It's a wonderful thing what the Java can do. It can do, it can do, it can do. Gotta drink it real straight if you wanna percolate. Drink it right, never light, gotta have a little bite. But the Java's no fun if you gotta drink and run, cause you're late for the date, seems you always make him wait. Do, 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 do. Java drinking time is here.
Granola's Coffee House is located at 116 North Cabrillo Highway, next to BK Motors and Half Moon Bay.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Have you ever needed your will prepared or updated, needed help with insurance claims, received a moving traffic violation, or had trouble with a warranty or defective product? Hi, it's Laura Marley, the Coastside's independent Legal Shield associate. Imagine having access to top-rated attorneys for unlimited advice and counsel, contractor document review, letters or phone calls made on your behalf on any pre-existing or future matter, with no clock ticking and no bill at the end of the call, and have 60 hours of an attorney's time paid for in the event you're sued. Legal Shield makes this a reality for less than $1 a day or $24.95 a month. Legal Shield provides affordable access to legal protection covering over 4 million people. Over 141,000 businesses and 34,000 companies currently offer Legal Shield plans to employees as a voluntary benefit. Contact me for a no-obligation consultation on Legal Shield services. I invite you to call me at 520-8000 or visit me online at lauramarley.com. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes with a Legal Shield membership.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week, the Time Machine goes back as far as the dial goes to 1940. What is life like here in 1940 in our little Half Moon Bay hamlet? Well, check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review.
Nearly 50,000 automobiles in San Mateo County. Statistics released in Sacramento by James Carter, the director of the Department of Motor Vehicles, show that San Mateo County has made a 75% increase in the number of motor vehicles registered. In the previous study of 1929, San Mateo County had only 24,006 registered vehicles. And county draft quota set at 762 men until July 1941. General R.E. Middlestadt has announced that the five draft boards in San Mateo County will be required to furnish 762 conscripts between November and next June. And huge radio station set for Pescadero. The proposed construction of a huge Civil Aeronautics Administration radio receiving station on the San Mateo County coastside was revealed yesterday. An official explains that the huge receiving station will require the full 331 acres of land for construction of antennas and other receiving equipment.
And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. My little grandson, Carter, recently had his third birthday party in the game room, and I realized from personal experience how much easier kids' parties are somewhere else besides home. Food and drink appear, and the mess gets left behind. Our staff goes to a great deal of work to make everything perfect for you. The adults in attendance get to enjoy an adult drink, while the kids have whatever they want, milkshakes, sodas, juice, and it's a great atmosphere for kids with games as well. We have several packages to choose from, so stop by and check out a party plan that just fits your needs. Not just for kids either. To date, our oldest birthday person was 100 years old, so whatever your age, come celebrate the easy way. And if you're an adult, ask for your complimentary half yard of ale on the house on your birthday. The Great Depression is slowly beginning to ease, and Americans are earning more and buying more, helping the economy to further recover. But outside of America, things are not good, as Germany invades France and Western Europe is controlled by Germany and Italy. But in the U.S., Americans are feeling good about leaving the Depression behind. The nylon stockings invented the previous year are all the rage with women. FDR is elected to a third term, but Americans see storm clouds as Britain is in the fight for its survival with Germany, and the first peacetime draft occurs later this year. How much do things cost? Hold on to your hat. They do wear hats back in 1940, by the way. A new house is just shy of $4,000 on the average yearly wage of $1,700. Rent a house for $30. Everyone needs a radio, and it will cost you $16.95. Let's get the pain over with. Gas is 11 cents a gallon. Wow. For entertainment, it's the silver screen, and two most popular films are Walt Disney's animated film, Pinocchio, released together with Fantasia and The Great Dictator, starring Charlie Chaplin. Oh, and let's not forget one of the biggest of all, Gone with the Wind, a classic to this day. Jazz sounds are the popular music of the day, with the likes of Benny Goodman and Count Basie, among others. This entertainer is widely regarded as one of jazz's finest clarinetists. He led one of the most popular big bands in the late 1930s and 1940s. You can almost see people cheek to cheek on the dance floor when Artie Shaw played Frenzy.
Thank you.
Born in Iowa in 1904, this bandleader was one of the most popular. When you were not in the mood for a slow dance, Glenn Miller provided some up-tempo music. Here's Glenn Miller and In the Mood. Time Machine take us next week. Thanks for listening, and until next time, for the KHNB Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHNB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Spring is in the air, along with allergies and dry eye. Let HMB Optometry Family Eye Care take care of your eyes with a springtime special of 10% off all their sunglasses. And be sure to get your allergy and dry eye evaluation and treatment for springtime. Cannot be combined with other promotions or vision discounts. HMB Optometry Family Eye Care has been serving Half Moon Bay since 2013. Located at 80 North Cabrillo Highway, Suite J, in the Straw Flower Shopping Center. Call for your appointment today at 726-3937. That's 726-3937. or visit them online at hmboptometry.com. Make your eyes feel good this spring.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I've come across many dogs that urinate when they see people. That's not a fun thing to deal with on a regular basis. I just read an article by Dr. Arnott that addresses this issue. Dr. Arnott first recommends a trip to your veterinarian to rule out any medical reasons. If he checks out okay, your next step is to determine if the dog is showing signs of excitement versus submissive urination. If he urinates when playing or being greeted, we term this excitement urination. However, with a submissive urination, the dog urinates in situations such as when a person approaches, upon being greeted, or when there's a disturbance like a loud noise. Submissive postures include crouching, tail tucking, or rolling over and exposing the belly. These dogs are usually shy, anxious, or timid, and may have a history of being treated harshly or punished inappropriately. They urinate to mollify anyone they perceive as a leader and to avoid punishment. To eliminate this behavior, start building your dog's confidence. Teach commands using positive reinforcement training methods. Keep his environment and routine consistent as possible. Expose him to new people and situations, making them positive and happy experiences. Keep greetings low-key, kneel down, and use a soft voice. Don't bend over him. And encourage and reward confident behavior such as saying sit or shake as you approach him.
Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first a word about Kibbles and Gifts. We have lots of sales for you this month, some ongoing and some new for the month of May. Here are some of our new sales. Pet Relief Liposome CBD Oil, $15 off a 330-milligram bottle and $25 off a 1,000-milligram bottle. Canine and Feline Natural Freeze-Dried Food, Cans, and Treats, 25% off. Primal Freeze-Dried for dogs and cats. Buy one 14.5-ounce bag and get one free pint of goat milk. Primal Pronto for dogs and cats, a great way to try feeding raw. $4 off canine and $2 off feline formulas. First Mate Grain-Friendly and Cassix Dog Food, $5 off all bags. And Pure Vita Freeze-Dried Treats for dogs and cats. Buy one, get one free. Please come into Kibbles and take advantage of our sales and everyday low prices, vendor frequent buyer programs, and the Kibbles loyalty program. So many ways to save and shop local. Kibbles and Gifts is located next to Safeway in the Strawflower Shopping Center. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700.
Now back to preventing your dog from urinating when he sees people. It's important to avoid approaching your dog with postures that he may interpret as dominant or confrontational. Avoid direct eye contact and look at his back or tail instead. Get down on his level by bending at the knees rather than leaning over him from the waist. Pet him under the chin rather than the top of the head. Approach him from the side rather than head on, and/or present your side of the body to him. Eliminate odors wherever your dog submissively urinates, especially if he isn't completely house-trained. Don't punish or scold him for submissive urination. This will only make the problem worse. Above all, be patient. It will take time for your dog to gain confidence, but he can overcome his fears and blossom into a happy, secure dog. Until next time, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
People of the Coastside, say bye-bye to your big bank. San Mateo Credit Union's new branch is open in Half Moon Bay. Now you have access to a not-for-profit credit union that cares about the local community. Plus, San Mateo Credit Union has some big grand opening offers, like a 1% cashback auto refinance loan and $1,000 off your mortgage closing costs. Come see the new SMCU branch at 40 Cabrillo Highway North, where 92 meets Highway 1, and open your membership today. Online at smcu.org.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, my name is Lynn Siracusa, and I'm a social worker here at Coastside Adult Day Health Center here in Half Moon Bay. I'm here with my friend and co-facilitator, Susan Barber, who is the community education manager from Mission Hospice and Home Care. And we are guest hosting on Keeping Pace with Your Health.
And today's topic is going to be the Coastside Death Cafe.
So, Susan, why don't you tell us a little bit about the history of Death Cafe and how this came about?
In 2011, a gentleman named John Underwood and his mother, who was a therapist, Sue Barsky Reed, in South London, had a conversation about the number of friends, family, and her patients who were talking to them about death and had no place to talk about that subject. So they opened up their living room one evening. They offered tea and cake, as they are wont to do in Britain. And more than 40 people showed up for that first Death Cafe, which made them understand that this wasn't kind of a one-off experience. And since that time and leaving that Death Cafe, many other people asked if they could also host these. John had developed this idea after hearing about the work of Bernard Kritzak, who is a Swiss sociologist and designer, and understood that this is something that could translate across cultures and across countries. So he set up a guideline, and in 2012, an American social worker from Ohio, Lizzie Miles, brought this to the United States. And deathcafe.com is a website where anybody can go that's interested in providing a safe and supportive environment for people to express their own ideas, experiences, hopes, dreams, and fears around death, with the idea that doing these things can help people live their life more fully, which was John's goal, is for people to fully engage with their life. And John had a sense of humor. His website, the Death Cafe website, is sponsored by Impermanence. The other thing I want to say about Death Cafe is last June, very unexpectedly at 44 years old, John Underwood died, and his widow and surviving children posted a beautiful tribute to him on their Death Cafe website, indicating that his experience working with Death Cafe and speaking about death provided their family with an experience of him always being present with them and always making it a point that when he was doing something, he was just doing that thing with them. And her expression that though his life was cut short, the time they had with him was huge because of this ability that he had to be really present in the moment. And that's what he was hoping to offer to anybody interested in participating in a Death Cafe.
We will be back after this message.
If you have recently moved here, let us welcome you to our lovely Coastside community. On behalf of Shepherd Family Dentistry, this is Brian Shepherd with a personal invitation. If you are in need of dental services, we would love to meet you. For over 30 years, the Shepherd family has been serving residents with a number of different services, including routine cleanings, implants, root canals, and one-day crowns. We are located at 890 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. You can reach us at 726-3355. Come in and pay us a visit. We will make you feel right at home. Or you can pay us a visit at our website, shepherddentists.com.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
My name is Lynn Siracusa, social worker at the Coastside Adult Day Health Center. And I'm here with Susan Barber, community education manager for Mission Hospice and Home Care. And we're here to talk about the Coastside Death Cafe on June 4th, and it's going to be held at the Coastside Adult Day Health Center in Half Moon Bay. The start time is 6:30, and it will end at 8:30. I was happy to co-facilitate the first Death Cafe at the Coastside Adulte Health Center last year, and it was remarkable how comfortable people were. Well, it turns out that many people want to have an opportunity to talk about death, either their experiences personally with death, their fears, and also share some stories that they've had with their families. So Death Cafe was an amazing experience.
Yeah, one of the things that I think that's been most remarkable in my experience is that the range in age, we've had people as young as 15 and as old as 92 come. There's never a dull moment. Death Cafe is not an opportunity for people to sell goods or services. Don Underwood really wanted this to be an opportunity for people to either come and listen. Not everybody has to speak. But those that do speak, I think, find great solace and understanding and finding community in talking with other people who have had difficult experiences, who have had experiences of loss and grief, and particularly to do this in a community. But it is a really wonderful opportunity for a community to not feel isolated around these issues, which are really family issues and public health issues, and tend to stay very isolated when somebody's ill or when somebody is dying.
Well, Susan, thank you so much for all of that wonderful information. And why don't you let people know how they can get register and attend a Death Cafe?
We have a Mission Hospice and Home Care has a Take Charge kiosk in the library and also at the Adult Day Center. And we have some community connection brochures, which will give you all of the Death Cafes that we're doing here on the coast. The other way to do that would be go to deathcafe.com, and you can put in your zip code, and our Death Cafe will show up there. You can also go to missionhospice.eventbrite.com.
For Keeping Pace with Your Health, this is Lynn Syracusa, social worker at Coastside Adult Day Health Center.
And Susan Barber, the community education manager at Mission Hospice and Home Care.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
On the carousel!
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. Thank you for joining us this week of Memorial Day. And today's show is about remembering those who have served and remembering those who have fought and given their lives for our country. So number one, thank you so much to those in service to our country and everybody who's given so much to make this country how wonderful it is. And we also need to thank our sponsor, Cameron of Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and all that he does for the community. His restaurant provides great food and drink for your friends, for your family. You can bring your dog outside onto the patio. Because that's my family, at least when I get a new dog. And you can also enjoy great music and the musicians who serve us, their wonderful tunes and their souls. Thursday nights is always open mic at 7 o'clock, and then Fridays and Saturdays is the wonderful karaoke at 9 p.m. This Friday, though, if you're listening to this before Friday, is a special treat with a gentleman who does a tribute to Elvis and to Neil Diamond. So that should be a lot of fun on Friday night at Cameron's, May 24th. And most Fridays it's karaoke. Lots of great stuff. Anyway, the artists that we're featuring this week are also people we're remembering that have been on Coastside Carousel in the past. And the first one is Ellen Silva and her group Island Dream. And this is a song about something that we remember seeing on the coast once in a while, although we haven't seen much lately. And it is called Sun on a Cloudy Day, to get your Memorial Day Coastside Carousel off and running, by Ellen Silva's group, Island Dream.
You feel like sun on a cloudy day when feel like a slow burning candle when you melt my tears away. Night of falling, romance calling, sometimes I'm amazed at my easy laughter like a rainbow after the storm has passed my way. I see the light again, I hope it never ends. How do you make love stay? Maybe it's as simple as loving words spoken every day. It's real, so easy to laugh and keep bad thoughts at bay. It's a new deal, so welcome after the long winter nights and days. Seeds sowing, flowers growing, summer's here to stay. Breeze blowing, feeling, showing, time on my hands to play. The sun's on my back, yeah, but not in my eyes. I see the change. I'm floating down this lazy river. Take me away.
Hey, this is Kelly Morlock at Coastside Carousel, and we just listened to Sun on a Cloudy Day by Ellen Silva's group Island Dream. Ellen is a wonderful artist on the Coastside. She does beautiful paintings and murals and also is a talented musician, obviously. She was a guest on the show in the past, and so we were featuring her today. The next song up is another former band that actually I got to be part of, and it's called Blame It on the Dog, and I got to sit in and sing with them for a number of years. This is from one of their albums called Busted, and it just seemed appropriate for Memorial Day weekend, for people who have been out and about and they finally make it home. The song is called Home at Last by Blame It on the Dog off their album Busted on Coastside Carousel.
Just like a sailor at sea who comes to his senses, I need a place that I can call home. Just like that man on the bow who waits for his harbor, I seek a refuge all of my own. Where I belong, and I'm going back, 'cause I've been away so long. You know it's hard to believe how soon your time has passed, and I'm finally home. I'm finally home.
child in the night who cries out in darkness. I look for answers that I could not see. Just when I thought I was lost, my eyes were open, and I finally found you right next to me. And I'm going back to a place where I belong. And I'm going back, 'cause I've been away so long. You know it's hard to believe how soon your time has passed. And I'm finally home. I'm finally home. Finally home.
Hi everybody, we just listened to the song Home at Last by the local group Blame It on the Dog off their album Busted. And they are a wonderful, delightful, talented, and entertaining group of men. I got to be part of that group for a couple years and really enjoyed that. I didn't get to record with them, but this recording's from the days when they were making records. And Phil Missamore wrote and sang the lead vocals on that. He is no longer on the coast side, but he is up in the foothills in Grass Valley, Nevada City area. So he still comes down and does some gigs with the boys. And Rob Rourke and Kevin Cantrell are still here on the coast side making great music. So maybe you've seen them out there. But we're remembering Blame It on the Dog this Memorial Day weekend and all those who have served because they are now home at last. And God bless them all. The next song we're going to do is a song of gratitude. It's by another local named Pell Houchin, and he used to have a group called Pell and the Pelicans, and they pop up every now and then. I know him through my friend Grant Walters, who's an incredible harmonica player, and they actually recorded a song of me singing Into the Mystic back in the day in Pell's home recording studio, and I figured this song was perfect for this weekend to thank those who have served and those who do so much for this country. So this is Pell Houchin's song, Thank You.
Right. Teaching me how to give. wife for being the one here for me. Thank you for living your short life and raising our family. Thank you for loving me unconditionally, for giving me the best years of your life.
Hi, everybody. We just listened to the song Thank You by Pell Houchin, and this is a Memorial Day version of the Coastside Carousel. We're remembering some of the local artists that have been on the show in the past. They are still with us, maybe not on the coast anymore, but Pell is on the coast. He's with the band Pell and the Pelicans, and they play out a little bit, but he's just a generous soul, and I thought that song was really appropriate for this week's show, so thank you, Pell. And thank you to all who have served and paid the ultimate price of serving our country and sacrificing your lives and all of the loved ones of those people. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This last song we're going to do on our Memorial Day show is called Go Down Boys and Farewell. It's from Houston Jones, the band Houston Jones, their last album Minotaur. And Houston Jones isn't around anymore, but the current incarnation is the Jones Gang, and you can see them regularly on the Coastside at the San Gregorio General Store, and they play up in Pacifica sometimes and all around the Bay. And they have some good Coastsiders as well in that band. But this is their former version, Houston Jones. And I thought this song was just an appropriate way to end our show and our tribute to those who have served, because those folks have gone to the beautiful place and we really appreciate it. So this is Houston Jones off their last album, Minotaur. Called Go Down Boys and Farewell, and this is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel saying thank you for listening, and thank you to everybody out there for all that you do. Make sure you're nice to one another, because you all deserve it.
The sea will have its sailors, though their hearts turn shore, and so they stare into the fire. The salt went at the door. The sea forgave the sailor who raised again the sail. She welcomes those with open arms who slip beneath the rail. Sing roses go down, you blood-red roses go down. Go down, boys, and farewell. The moonlight on the waters
transit to the shore. She works her will upon the waves. Those sailors sail no more. It's tides that tell the time here. It's we who wax and wane, carried homeward on the swell from half a world away. Sing, roses go down, you blood-red roses go down. Sing, roses go down, blood-red roses go down, go down, boys, and farewell.
Been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.